Hey there, this is Molly, and you are listening to episode 55 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. What is up, people? How's it going? I'm so happy to be talking with you today. So I just got back from Pride weekend on Oahu. And Pride in Hawaii is in October. And so we went to march in the Pride parade with our kickball team. So we're part of a gay kickball team here on Maui. And the whole team, most of the team, went to march in the parade. And it was super fun. I have to say that participating in a parade and being in the parade is way more fun than watching a parade, in my opinion. I've watched a few parades in my life, and it's been okay. But marching in one, way, way, way more fun. We weren't really marching. We were walking, and it was damn hot, but it was so much fun. We had a great time. So we went to Oahu on Friday. We got back on Monday. And I did not document all of my food, but I did sort of take, I did make a little list. I did take some notes just so that I can tell you how I handled my food while we were gone on like a weekend trip where I did not have a kitchen. So I've done previous episodes of, you know, times that I've been going away where I do have a kitchen. And this is an example of a time going away where I don't have a kitchen. And what the hell do I eat? Right. So I ate okay. And I'm going to go through kind of my days and tell you what I had. I'll tell you what I had in my hotel room. So whenever we book a room, I always make sure, like, the one requirement that we have, or that I have, is the room needs to have a little fridge, like a little refrigerator. It doesn't have to be big. It can be small, but just a little fridge and a microwave makes a huge difference. And you can really eat a lot better, in my opinion. And you don't have to rely so much on restaurant food when you have a microwave and a small refrigerator. Now, I was not eating super nutrient dense by any means. I do, when I go out to eat, I stick to eating vegan. So I don't worry about the oil, and I don't worry about, you know, sticking to all whole plant foods. Like, as long as it's vegan and gluten-free, since I don't eat gluten anymore, then I'm happy with it and thankful for the food. So here's how it went down. On Friday, when we got in, the first thing we did was we went to a Chinese restaurant that had a lot of good Yelp reviews. And we found one that was nearish to our hotel. We did not even go to our hotel first to drop our bags. We each had one carry-on and a backpack, but we didn't even wait. We're like, we're hungry. We want some good Chinese food. We don't have any good Chinese food here on Maui, which I'm always really surprised about. But alas, we do not. So we brought our bags with us right into the restaurant, and we ordered some food and ate. It was really good. I ordered eggplant and green beans. So sauteed eggplant in a yummy sauce with lots of garlic and green beans. Yummy, satisfying, great. Okay, so from there, we dropped the bags off, and I looked to see what the closest health food store was, which is always, like, whenever I get to a place, we usually eat and then go find the health food store. And I usually just find whatever is closest to me. In this instance, it happened to be Whole Foods that was near us to our hotel. So we dropped our bags, went to Whole Foods. Now, we were there. We're going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leave Monday. So we weren't going to be there for very long. And we had a couple of dinners scheduled and one, like, brunchy type of thing. So I didn't want to get too much food. Also, the fridge we had was kind of, it was small. And so I didn't want to go overboard. And I knew that I'm not going to cook in the hotel room. Well, first, there wasn't any cooking equipment, but also I was there for Pride weekend. So I didn't want to spend time cooking And that's a general, like when I'm visiting someplace, I am there to visit, explore, go outside of my hotel room, go see what I can see, see who I can meet, and go have experiences. I am not there to stay in my hotel room and cook meals. No, no, no. So therefore, I knew I had to buy some more, some convenience type of things. And actually, not really, but here's what I got at Whole Foods. So I bought some yogurts, some like individual non-dairy yogurt. I bought a pint of blueberries and I bought like 4 apples. I bought some oatmeal that is just like in a cup that you can microwave. So you just put water in the oatmeal, put it in the microwave for like a minute and voila, it's done. So I bought a couple of those. And then I bought at the Hot Bar. So, and there's, you know, like there's a lot of health food stores that have a Hot Bar. I know that like we have a couple here. It's always worth seeing if there's a health food store near you that has a Hot Bar. And what I like to do is get a big container. And so in this instance, I got a bunch of rice. It was nice. It was like brown rice and it had like turmeric and some spices in it. I got a bunch of rice. I got a bunch of pinto and black beans that were cooked. So I put rice, like 1/3 rice, 1/3 cooked beans. And then the other third I did just steamed veggies that were on the Hot Bar. So it was like zucchini and broccoli and cauliflower, carrots, cabbage, I think, just a whole bunch of steamed veggies. So just pile that up. So I had some grains, I had some beans, I had some veggies. So I got more than I would eat for one meal because I knew that in a pinch, like I could just microwave some of that stuff, which I definitely ended up doing. So that was my list of Whole Foods: yogurt, fruit, rice, veggies, and beans from the Hot Bar, instant like oatmeal cups. Oh, and they also bought a delicious raw vegan, no added sugar. I think they used dates. It was like a, I don't know, tiramisu type of thing, which was delicious. And then I bought some coconut water. Oh, and I also bought, I forgot to put this down, but I bought some chickpea, some baked chickpea snacks. So they were like just baked chickpeas with a little bit of sea salt. So I had those, and then I had brought with me a few Lara bars. Okay, so that's what I was working with. Oh, and I bought some chocolate too. All right, so after we ate, when we got here, then we got back to the hotel. We went to Whole Foods to get the stuff. We went back to the hotel, put all of that away, and then we had a boat ride with a bunch of friends. It's like a boat cruise. Then we watched the fireworks over Waikiki, which was really fun. And I had requested on this boat ride a vegan gluten-free meal. So they made food for everybody in just like little like to-go containers. And everybody else had like rice and veggies and fish. They had made for me rice and then stir-fried veggies and tofu. Not the best meal, but super grateful for it. Super stoked to have it. And I felt like that was an awesome thing that they did. And that actually is a great reminder that if you're going on some kind of activity where there's going to be food, even if they don't have on their website or their marketing material, that you know that they can sort of work with dietary restrictions, it's always worth calling and asking. Because sometimes it could be like they might not be able to do like tofu and veggies like they did for me, but maybe that just means, hey, instead of the like fish or the chicken or whatever, they just give you extra veggies, right? So that's something they can do that's not really doing anything different. It's just adding more of one and taking off the other. So it's always worth calling and asking if they can accommodate. Even if you're going to a restaurant and you look, like whatever restaurant I go to, I always look at their menu before I go just to see what's available, what are my options. And if it's a restaurant that I didn't pick, that wasn't of my choosing, but we're going with a group or whatever, I will always look at the menu online first. If I don't see anything that looks like I can eat it, I just call. I'm like, hey, I'm coming in. We have a reservation, or we're going to be eating with you. I don't eat, you know, I'm plant-based, I'm vegan, and I don't eat gluten. Is there anything for me? Because that way, if there's not, then I'm going to know, okay, I'm going to eat before I go, and I'm going to order a drink and just have, you know, be there for the conversation. But I'll know whether or not I should eat based on, you know, if they have anything for me or not. And if they say, yeah, we can totally do that, then I already know what I'm going to order. I know that I don't have to eat before I go. So always like calling ahead and just communicating with the restaurant or with the activity of whatever you're going to do is always super helpful. And that always really empowers me so that I can make the decisions and the choices that I need to make. Okay, so that was the boat ride. That was Friday. That was the first day. Then the next morning, it's really hard, we were in Waikiki, even there, finding decent vegan breakfast options is super hard. There were a few places, a couple places were closed on the weekend. There were a few places that were kind of far that would require like an Uber or a Lyft because we didn't rent a car, which would have been fine, but there just wasn't a lot of choices. So I knew that I'm just going to eat breakfast in the hotel and then, you know, see what I can get for lunch out. So what I did for breakfast was I did some non-dairy yogurt, and then I put in my yogurt a bunch of blueberries, and then I ate an apple. And I actually then, this was perfect, because I had those rice and beans and veggies. I just put a plate of some of each together, put it in the microwave, and then ate that along with my yogurt and my fruit. And it was fabulous. See, so I got that, those beans and those rice and those veggies, not with any specific time or meal in mind that I was going to eat them, but just, I know that I have it there when I need it. And that was great. And then for lunch, what did we do for lunch? Oh, right. So then I fueled up. I had a pretty big breakfast because I knew that we were going to be doing the march, and the march was going to be, or the parade was going to be like, pretty like, I don't know, we got there at, it was like a 5-hour thing. And when you're walking in a parade, like you can't really stop to get like a snack either, because you're always going and you can't stop, or else you're going to hold up the people behind you. So I wanted to eat like a big breakfast. So I did that. It was awesome. Then lunch, it was very, very hot there, and I wanted something kind of cool. Ideally, I really wanted a salad, but I couldn't find any great salads. Most of the salads at places that aren't like vegan places or healthy places are just like lettuce with a bunch of cheese and chicken or bacon and just a bunch of stuff that I wouldn't eat. And so it's ironic that finding a healthy salad can be hard. But there were no good healthy salads around. So I found a Japanese restaurant. Anytime you're looking for something and you're going out to eat, ethnic restaurants are going to be the easiest place to find something, unless it's specifically a vegan or plant-based restaurant. Because most restaurants that aren't ethnic, I poked my head into this one place. It was like an American like burger place. They had a Beyond Burger, which those just, I think I had one of them, and I think I've tried it one time or like a bite, and it was just too like meaty for me. And it actually gave me heartburn because it was so like so much, just a lot of, it was like kind of greasy and just like big, 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 huge flavor. I don't know. I wasn't a fan, but they had that. And plus the bun wasn't gluten-free. Hold on one second. That has never happened before. My phone just rang. And usually always turn my phone off, and I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave that in too. You know why? Because imperfection, my dears, that's what this is all about. Okay, so I didn't eat at the burger place. I found a Japanese restaurant. I was like, perfect. At least I can get an avocado roll. If you go to a sushi place and you do not see an avocado roll on their menu, just ask. They can usually always do it. I've never been to a place, a Japanese sushi or a sushi restaurant, right, that couldn't whip together an avocado roll for me. But it turned out that they had a veggie roll. And so it had like burdock and cucumbers and avocado and I think asparagus and like rolled up nicely. And it was delicious. And then I ordered edamame and I ordered a seaweed salad. So that was sort of the perfect meal after a long, hot morning of walking in the sun. So that was great. And then for dinner, Luann wanted to eat a crab. And so we found a Chinese restaurant that did that. And I ordered the tofu and veggies. It was really, really delicious tofu. I think it was local tofu that they used. And I just made sure when I ordered it that it was totally vegetarian, that none of the sauce had meat or like, you know, chicken stock or whatever, or oyster sauce. I just double checked that it's vegetarian. And then I just ordered that and it was delicious. It had lots of yummy tofu and mushrooms and snap peas and carrots and I think bok choy. And then it came with white rice. So that's what I ate there. And then, so that was Saturday. And then Sunday, my breakfast was again yogurt and a bunch of fruit, a bunch of blueberries, and another apple. And then we went to the mall, the big mall, Ala Moana, it's called. And Luann met a bunch of our friends for dim sum. And I would have loved to go to dim sum. But the thing is that dim sum, traditional dim sum anyways, which is what most people want, is not very friendly. It's not very vegetarian friendly. And so I knew that there was probably like a couple things I could get. But there was, how many people, like at least 10 or 11 people. So they got two big tables. And I just didn't feel like being the odd person out, just not eating, or, you know, I didn't want to like bring the vibe down, right? I didn't want to be like, oh, I can't eat, so I'm just going to sit here. So I was like, no, you go and have a great time. I'm going to go find something else. So I went to find some Thai food and I ate again some tofu and some veggies. There was a bunch of different food options, but it was like a food court situation. So it wasn't like very healthy options, but I just found the one that had the most veggies. And that ended up being a Thai place that had this tofu dish that had tofu and then a ton of steamed broccoli. And that sounded really good. Like I just wanted to eat a lot of broccoli. So I got that and ate that while everyone was having dim sum. And I was fine with that. I actually liked that. It was wonderful. I went and ordered my food. Then I sat by myself. Then I just walked around the mall. It was lovely. And then that night for dinner, that was Sunday, I was really craving salad because I hadn't had like a salad this whole weekend. And so there was a place, this restaurant, it's not a vegan restaurant, but it is on the healthier side. They use a lot of local, like local veggies and stuff. It's called Heavenly and it's right downtown Honolulu, right in Waikiki. And they had, again, tofu, but they had local tofu that's like really, really soft and that had nothing had been done to it. So it was just like fresh tofu. It was super, super like white and soft and cold. And so there was this big, beautiful salad that was watercress and they didn't, not even any other veggies. Like it was just watercress and this delicious tofu with a ginger peanut garlic dressing. That was so tasty. And then I ordered some edamame hummus without the pita because I can't eat the gluten, or I can, but my face is going to break out something mad. So skip the pita. And then I just put the edamame hummus right on my salad. And it was a beautiful meal. And this place also, even though it was dinner time, they were serving green juices. So I got a green veggie juice along with my salad. And I was super stoked on that. I felt really, really good. And then the next morning was Monday. I made that oatmeal. So I filled up that little cup with some water, put it in the microwave, added a bunch of blueberries, ate my last apple, and added a little bit of non-dairy yogurt, whatever I had left, to the oatmeal and had like an oatmeal bowl. And that's what I had for, and I think I had a Lara bar as well. I was just trying to eat whatever was left in the fridge and whatever was left that we had still. And then we went to the airport and that was it. And when I got home, I knew I was going to come home to an empty fridge. And that there wouldn't really be much food at home. So I stopped at one of the health food stores here on Maui and I ordered one of their homemade veggie burgers. It has black beans, lentils, it has veggies, and they have a gluten-free bun. And then they pile it high with pickles and tomatoes and onions and sprouts and all this yummy things. And I ate that before I got home because I knew I didn't want to deal with cooking and I didn't want to deal with an empty fridge of just eating. Actually, there was really like nothing in my fridge. There was some porridge that I forgot to put in the freezer that actually had gone bad. So that was about it. So that was my weekend. That was my weekend in food. And I felt nourished for the most part. Like, I didn't eat as healthy as I eat at home, for sure. But I also, it wasn't a shit show. You know, I was able to like balance out my food and make sure that I get food from all the categories. So when you eat a whole food plant-based diet, as you may or may not know, right, there's the categories that you're going to eat are veggies, fruits, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, veggies, fruits, whole grains, beans and legumes, and nuts and seeds. Okay, so those are kind of the categories, right? And then like herbs and spices, but you're not going to eat those alone. And so I try, you know, instead of like, I don't count calories. I don't worry too much about like my calorie intake. I generally try to eat like three meals a day, about the same size at about the same time. That's what I do at home. When I travel, you know, I'm more flexible than that because I'm not on my same schedule when I travel. But I do try to make an effort to get some of each of those categories every day. Like I know that I need to eat some fruit every day. I need to eat some veggies every day. I need to eat some beans or legumes every day. I need to have some like whole grains every day and nuts and seeds. You know, that would be great as well. I don't worry as much about that when I travel, especially on a short trip like that. So I make a mental kind of note, like, okay, I had my fruit and it's, you know, it's not like, Michael Greger has the Daily Dozen app, which is a fantastic app if you haven't checked it out. And that can be very helpful for in the beginning because he actually, like, the app opens and then here's the servings of each of those categories that is recommended in a day. And then you just check them off to make sure that you're getting them. Great, great, great for people. People love that. I don't use that because I'm so used to eating this way that I can kind of mentally do that. And that's just kind of what I do naturally. So I don't have to think as much about it. But when I travel, I definitely do like make an effort to eat some food in all those five categories every day. And sometimes, you know, that does mean ordering something out that just has the most veggies. Sometimes that is going to, you know, if Whole Foods didn't have that hot bar and I couldn't get that beans and rice, I might have found like a Mexican restaurant and just ordered, like asked if their beans and rice were vegetarian and vegan and ordered a big, you know, like a side of rice and a side of beans just to have that, just so that I know that I can, you know, eat that when I need to. So I don't put like a ton of thought into it and I'm not super, super strict with it, but this is just kind of, this is what felt good to me. I didn't go really out of my way. There was just a little bit of preparation of going to the grocery store and getting a few things, right? So that's what I did. If, you know, I know that people, especially in the beginning when they're eating this way, they can get tripped up when they aren't in their routine and aren't in their, you know, regular environment, in their kitchen kind of doing this. But I just want to tell you that it's not difficult. It's not that hard. Depending on where you go, I mean, when we went to Africa, for example, it wasn't exactly, or sorry, when we went to Namibia and Botswana and Zimbabwe, Africa is a very large continent with many countries. When we went to those countries, There was definitely no Whole Foods. I can tell you that. There was no grocery stores that would have like a delicious hot bar with all the, you know, organic cooked pinto beans that I could ever want. No. So, you know, there are places that you go that are going to be a little bit less, it's going to be a little bit less accessible. But let's just say there wasn't a restaurant with beans. If that wasn't the case, I would have gone to the grocery store, gotten a can of black beans, and then just heated up some black beans in the microwave in a bowl, you know? So there's always a way to do it. Sometimes you have to get a little bit more creative than others. Luckily, you know, we were staying in a place that had, you know, vegan restaurants, or at least vegan options at restaurants, and also a nice health food store. So when you have that at your fingertips, it's really not hard. You know, you just have to do it. And I never once felt like I was missing out. I never once felt like, oh, poor me, you know, because I know at the end of the day, I don't have to eat like this. Like, this is a choice that I am making. It's coming from a really empowered place. And it's, I want to do this. I don't have to do this. I want to do this. So that mindset also goes a long way in how creative you're going to get, right? And what you're going to figure out. If you can think of it as kind of like, let's see how I can like do this. If you can get curious and think about it as a little puzzle, it changes things. But I think that if you have an attitude of like, oh, look what I have to do, this is so daunting, this, you know, kind of poor me attitude, it's going to be harder to find creative solutions. And it's going to be, you know, you might not be inclined to think in ways that are going to get you to the place where you want to be. So anyways, attitude and mindset play a huge role in all of that. Okay, I hope this was helpful. I hope that you have a fantastic week, and I will see you. No, sorry. I'm not going to see you soon. I will not be coming over to your house later and knocking on the door. I promise. No surprise visits for me. But I will be talking to you soon, and hopefully I will be in your ear again very soon. Okay, bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.